You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
It was the same bright green shirt, the same shiny bald head and the same devastating darts from Van Gerwen that took him to the William Hill World Championship title for a second time here 12 months ago. He overpowered fellow Dutchman Christian Kist 3-1, despite Kist putting up a real fight and averaging 100.
When you know you're on your way to London to play in this World Championship in the Ali Pali, then you want to play well, you want to perform, and I think that combination, I had everything in my power tonight, because I think I played really well. I had a good performance, but I think also the right person against me to play really well. And yeah, sometimes that's also needed to have a good performance in the first round. Of course, this gives me great confidence and you want to perform even better, but I think it's a great start of this tournament.
Your win here last year at the William Hill World Championship, you said it was perhaps one of the best displays, best tournaments anybody's ever produced at the Worlds.
Yeah, I think average-wise, last year, the final, I think, was the best ever. I think no one can argue that. I won the tournament, they won the final with 109 average over such a long distance. So that's great. And I can sit back now, go home for a few days and make sure I get prepared for the next game.
You've won the last four TV tournaments in a row. You really have hit form at the most important time of the year.
You want to hit form at the right moment of the year, and that's why you're a professional for, because you have to do it at the right moments, and that's what I try to do. Of course, you know, I always can say I want to play well there. I want to, because if it was that easy, I would skip all the other tournaments and only play this one here. You know, I mean, it's not that easy. You have to keep performing, and there's a lot of people hunting for me. I know that, so I'm ready.
You talk about the people hunting for you. How many players do you think genuinely could win this title? You're the favourite, obviously.
Win this title? Could win a title, I think, is only three.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Gary Anderson?
Yeah.
Phil Taylor?
Yeah. That's my honest opinion. Only three people can win this. At current forms, current how. Well, you never know. Still, Raymond in a good form. He showed you before you can beat me. But to also win the tournament, that's something different.
It is Phil Taylor's last tournament.
Yeah.
Would you like, on New Year's Day, to be playing in the final of the William Hill World Championship and play Phil Taylor in his last ever game?
Yeah, of course. That would be absolutely great to play Phil Taylor. But I'd rather play Chris Doby. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a bit better than Chris, so no, I'd rather play Chris Doby.
Night one also saw wins for English pair Steve Beaton and James Wilson, as well as Welsh number one Gerwin Price. But tonight the big story is Phil Taylor, as the 16-time world champion begins the final campaign of his professional career before retirement. Young Chris Doby from the North East is the man standing in the power's way.
...16-time world champion Phil the Power Taylor take on Chris Doby, in which it could be a good game to watch, but I think Phil may bring back his form that we saw at the World Match Play earlier on.
Yeah, I can't see him not on his last Worlds coming fully prepared. He's been very quiet. I've not heard from him for a couple of weeks, and that's unusual. So I presume he's away deep in training.
Yeah, what kind of preparation would a 16-time world champion be doing going into his last ever world championship?
He just needs time on the board.
Yeah.
He was a relentless, you know, practicer. He would do 3 hours with me from say 10 till 1, and then bring in another player and do 7 till 10 at night, literally, and play 60 legs in each session.
Yeah.
He wouldn't put them down, and in the afternoon, if there was an area of his game that he wasn't happy with in the morning session, he would put it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, you know, when you think what he's done over the years in terms of the dart shape, style, flight.
Everything.
Everything to change and then be successful with those.
Yeah.
You know, I always said he could have thrown biros with a bit of paper stuck in the end and still hit 100 averages.
Yeah.
That was just the way he was. And I just can't see him going out without giving it his all, like we've seen in the match play. But for me, I just fear that was his lap. That was his swan song, the match play. That was his last hurrah for me. I'm just not sure the way he's been and I'll probably get some stick for this, but the way he's been treated, all we see is what goes on in front of camera. You don't see what goes on behind camera, and everybody's got their own opinion, and I know what I see, I know what I hear. And sometimes, you know, he's brought up the respect word, and maybe in some cases he doesn't, but in others he got too much over the years. So, you know, maybe it's a bit of karma, I don't know. But up against a very, very talented young man in Chris Dobie.
I think, I saw on Twitter earlier on the week, Chris is very excited for the game.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be playing the 16-time world champion?
I'd rather be playing him now than exactly. when I had to play him, that's for sure.
I think he's going to give him a game.
Yes.
It just depends what Phil Taylor turns up. And if you haven't heard from him for a couple of weeks, we can expect the best from Phil.
Yeah, I mean, Dobie's one of these that he's still on the learning curve. You know, he's another one of these players, I use the term, earning while he's learning. You know, he's in a great position. I believe he's with Tommy Gilmore, the same management company as Michael Smith and Gary Anderson and a couple of others. So he's in good hands. You know, this is going to be a game that will test his mentality more than his ability. Okay. He's got to play what's in front of him. Don't worry about that it's Phil Taylor. If Phil Taylor is hitting 85s, you hit tons. If he's hitting tons, you hit 140s. And not get involved, because Taylor is the magician at mind games. You know, the tactical magician. He will already try and play him in the practice room. You know, and Gary will understand this. So Gary will say to him,
"Help him.
You practice somewhere else."
Yeah.
There's loads of little spots within Ali Pali where the players are, where you can practice away from everybody else. Hopefully, they'll take him away from there, put him on his own, have absolutely no contact with Phil until bullying up, walk away, and then see him on stage and then go from there.
Can Chris win or lose? Can he very much take a lot of experience in this game?
Absolutely.
And learn from it and use it for the next couple of years that he's got coming up?
Yeah, he's playing the governor. You know, he is playing the governor. So win or lose, there's something to take from it. You've just got to remember every second you are. I mean, we took a lot for granted. And we could have, you know, which is why I stress so much the kids now that are around, and not necessarily the kids, but, you know, the players in their 20s, 30s. Live every moment and capture those moments when you feel, you know when you've blown it in a game.
Yeah.
You know. And there's usually certain things that lead up to that point. So just put a mental marker in it and then take it with you and then remind yourself of that moment.
Our first prelim of the night on Friday the 15th. We've got Sagar Asada taking on Gordon Mathers, with the winner playing Rob Cross in the last game of the night.
Yeah, that's not the best first prize in the world for winning that game, is it? Yes, you think Asada, we've seen him before. You know, he's played a fair bit of BDO darts. Yeah, I think you've mentioned he plays a lot of soft-dip darts, which I know you follow. Not my game, that, arcade darts. But
no.
But no, absolutely nothing about the guy from Australia. I mean, it's his debut. Again, they keep popping up with these players from the Southern Hemisphere.
We've seen quite a few pop through. We've seen Mark McGrath a couple of years ago, and, you know, we're getting Cody Harris as well this year. They're all popping through. I think Sago, I've seen a bit of him on the soft. He used to be soft at world champion. He can throw a dart. We've seen him at the Worlds before.
Seen him at the World Masters
exactly.
as well. I've played there a few times.
It's going to be
did he play Lakeside? I'm sure he's played Lakeside.
He's a good player. He can play. And he likes to check out on the balls. And,
yeah.
and I think for guys that don't play soft tips, come up against these Asian guys and play them on the steel tip game, sometimes they get very confused.
They get thrown because they use the ball so much.
Exactly.
In so many different combinations.
I think it's going to be a good game to watch. But like you say, the winner takes on Rob Cross at the last match. And the way Rob's playing at the moment,
Fortunately, the Players' Championships, he's going to have a nice two-week break. Again, I spoke to him after his semi-final loss at the Players' Championships. And to be honest, he was just completely flat. There was nothing left. He said he practiced a little bit too hard in the afternoon when he probably should have been resting up. But it's been an incredible opening season for him as a full-time professional. I mean, 200,000 on the order of merit. I think this is the first time in five events that he hasn't been beaten by Michael, which is another testament to the standard he's been playing at this year.
He's 20th in the world as well, and it's his first season. I mean, players come into the PDC in January and think they could only dream of what he's done this year.
Yeah, it's been a dream for him. You know, we knew he had so much ability. I first knew about him about 3 or 4 years ago. A friend of mine was sponsoring. They asked me to come and have a look at him. He was a little bit too quiet for me. I went down I went down to actually the town he lives in, and he was just a bit too quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I sat in the background and watched him. I think it was a Super League game or something like that. You know, and I, to be honest, I thought he was okay. And then he played, you got through the Riley's UK Open qualifiers.
Yeah, he played well there as well.
And I watched him. That was the first year he got through it. Then the second year, which was last year, when he had that great match with Michael with the nine darter, etc. Then you could tell he was a different animal.
It's his debut as well. And I mean, it's all the major tournaments he's played in this year, it's been his debut.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't bothered him at all.
No.
He's got no pressure on him. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind who he's playing. He's relentless.
Yeah, he's almost like you can't rattle him.
Mm.
Because I think because he was at the right kind of age.
Yeah.
You know, if he would have been a kid, it'd all been exciting for him. It's an opportunity rather than anything else, and a life-changing one. You know, he's the next 3 or 4 years, if he continues to play at this level, he's going to earn a couple of million quid.
Yeah.
You know, and that's life-changing for a guy who was he an electrician?
Yeah.
The
voltage.
Yeah, an electrician earning probably, I don't know, if it was the kind of guy that does work in my house, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Actually, much, yeah. But yeah, it's been an incredible story and a lovely guy with it. There's no edge about him.
I was going to say, he's very grounded.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. And it's nice to see on the screen that he's not one of these guys that celebrates, but he'll celebrate when everyone's thinking, wow, that was a great shot.
It's quite funny, I was reading the social media is great for it, great for many things as we know, but all that smirk, it's not, it's actually like a nervous, you know, idiosyncrasy thing he does when he resets himself and he sort of puts his tongue in the side of his mouth and it looks like he's smiling. Which is great if your opponent thinks that, because that must be quite intimidating. But yeah, that's just a habit. That's not him smirking, thinking, I know this is going in.
Yeah. So that's it for that first prelim. The winner plays Rob Cross, and it's going to be a very tough test. So second on Friday the 15th, we see the Bullet, Stephen Bunting, takes on the World Youth Champion, Dimitri van der Berg. That's going to be an interesting matchup, that one.
Yeah, I have to say, the last few tournaments I've watched Dimitri, and he's played very impressive.
Very well.
Beat Barney, consecutive 100-plus averages in matches, and played fantastic in that World Youth Final. Was touching 105 for the majority of that match, and looks comfortable doing it. That's the thing. You know, you see some players that average just 100 and it's almost, you know, there's no life left in them.
Yeah.
He seems to be able to do it and repeat that feat, which for me is a sign of quality.
I think he's very vibrant on stage as well. He's got the whole thing to his game. He's got the walk on, he's a little bit of a dance, and his shirt's very colourful. I think he's a very fan. He's going to be a fan pleaser, I believe, as well.
Yeah, he's going to be another one of those, isn't it? The girls love him.
Yeah.
The mums will love him as well. The mums will want to put their arms around him, and the girls will want to give him a kiss. He's just got that way about him. And he's a nice boy. I say boy. You think he's just won the World Youth Championships and, you know, he's just coming up to 24, but, you know, that's the way it is. But another guy that's done the right things the right way, you know, played Challenge Tour, played Development Tour, you know, and will play the main tour. And all credit to him. Bunting, we all know, you know, a former world champion, a former back-to-back winner of the World Masters, but a player that went off the radar. The first 6 months of this year, it was touch and go.
And
I mean, he was open that he was literally that close to quitting.
I think I've seen Stephen play the last couple of tournaments. I think he's growing back into him old self. So his confidence is growing. But on the same side, Dimitri's confidence is there as well. I think if Stephen can hit the doubles early on, get them trebles and get them flicking them into the treble early on, I think it'll cause Dimitri a problem, but I don't think Dimitri's going to be scared. It's going to be an interesting game to watch.
The problem is with Bunty at the moment, he's fragile.
Yeah.
You know, and as soon as you sort of put your hands up and you think, as soon as you mention that quit word, you know, if you did that in the boxing world and you were known as a quitter, you'll tend to find that fighters would jump on you.
Yeah.
Dart players are no different.
No.
And they'll know if they hit him hard and hit him early, they'll get a bit of quit out of him. I'm not saying he's a quitter as a player, but as soon as there's that air about you, if you've brought it up, well, I think I might quit and I've had enough. You know, is your heart really in the game? And we know it is, but you know, the players are fairly ruthless up there. You're playing for your livelihood, and so they should be. And I'm not sure. I should imagine the bookies will have Bunting just a slight favourite in this one. But for me, you know, another potential upset if that is the case. I think Dimitri might just nick it off him. I think this could be a 5-set thriller.
Okay, Dimitri to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.